Welcome to the Below Average Gentleman Podcast with your hosts, Wesley, Jeff, and Will.
June 14th. Welcome in. I'm your host, Wesley, joined by co-host Weddle in studio. And joining us remotely is Jeff.
Boys.
Make sure you guys follow us on Twitter, at WesleyBAG, at WeddleBAG, at TwinThunderBAG, and at BagmanPod for the podcast Twitter handle. All right, we got a... It's kind of a lull in the sports. A little bit, in I guess in NFL anyway. So we got a... Got to pick up the slack with these other sports and everything. And the NFL news. So, did you guys see this picture of Jalen Hurts?
Yeah, bro. Somebody took his offseason real seriously, right? Yeah.
Looking extra yoked.
I've heard some guys are saying, like, the quarterback being, like, bulking up in the upper body isn't usually the best idea.
I mean, that shit's cool on the beach, and, like, people are going to notice it, but, like, what? How does that translate on the football field as far as throwing the football?
It might make his movement, like, have less movement in the pocket.
And I get it. He's a Jalen Hurts quarterback who likes to run the football, takes a beating probably more than any other quarterback in the NFL, correct? But, I mean, is he bulking up for that? I know Jeffy was mentioning that before the show, right?
Yeah, I mean, that just tells me he's going to run the ball more on the goal lines and stuff, but... Like, yeah, why would this dude need a stronger arm as a quarterback? Makes no sense. I don't get your take there. Like, you want super skinny guys because Tom Brady's the GOAT?
No, I mean, they talk about statistically. I mean, like, when the guys bulk up, they don't have as much movement in the pocket and everything. Mm. Like, I mean, it'd be different if they were bulking up their legs, you know? If he came in there looking like a... If he came in there looking like AJ Dillon.
I literally have zero movement right now, guys.
I don't know. Like you look at what Jalen Hurts looks like this offseason and like a Lamar Jackson. I know Lamar's super like fucking agile and all that, but if I need a quarterback to play 17 games, give me someone who looks like Jalen Hurts. He's gonna get beat up.
Jeff, where would you rank Hurts just off the top of your head? Top 10, top 15, top 20? Quarterback in the NFL right now.
As an NFL quarterback?
Correct, yeah.
Jalen Hurts?
I don't have the list in front of me. No, he's not going to be top 10.
No.
15, maybe?
I mean, are you an Eagles fan? If you're an Eagles fan, are you like, yeah, Jalen Hurts is our quarterback for the next few years? Or you're like, hey, dude, like this is a stopgap till we find somebody better?
No. I like Jalen Hurts. I think he has a bright future. If I'm an Eagles fan, I love Jalen Hurts.
Not that big of a fan. I'll say it. I mean, if he is your guy, that day's going to come where you're going to have to give that guy $200 million. Is that, like, I wouldn't be pumped if my franchise forks over $200 million to Jalen Hurts, right?
I think where's the line on, you look at all these quarterbacks that came in the past couple years.
Yeah.
Say 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, which ones do you want? You want Jalen Hurts over?
I take him over Tua. I don't take him over Kyler. Is that basically? I mean, I'm cool giving Kyler that money. I mean, he's not terrible. He's maybe middle of the pack, 16, 17, 18, 19, around there.
I mean, so
great fantasy quarterback, right?
If you're saying he's better than half the quarterbacks that are starting in the NFL, like why wouldn't he be your future?
For one season, Kirk Cousins or Jalen Hurts. Because I'm taking Kirk 10 times out of 10, bro.
Yeah, that's probably Kirk Cousins. Right? That's a pretty close line.
Yeah, right? Because that's where Kirk is in that 15 to 18 range.
Mac Jones or Jalen?
Jalen.
Yeah, Jalen.
I think that's tougher than it sounds.
Yeah.
Because it...
And not one season. For the rest of the careers, dude, I'll take Jalen.
Yeah. I'm with you on that.
I mean, there's a lot of quarterbacks you could name. Like, name the quarterbacks in his division. Like, Danny Pesos. You'd probably rather have Jalen Hurts. Mm-hmm. Carson Wentz. I know you guys would rather have Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Like, you'd probably rather have Dak in that division.
Yeah. Yeah. Give me Dak over.
Yeah.
You can go from division to division, and, like, he's in the middle, dude. He's not bottom tier.
I don't think there's any quarterback in the AFC West that I would take Jalen over.
No. Absolutely not. I mean, you're talking Carr, you're talking Russell Wilson, you're talking Patty Mahomes and
Herbert,
Oregon legend Herbert.
Yeah, I mean,
what about the AFC South? You'd probably rather have him than any quarterback in that division.
I mean, you're talking Mariota.
I'd still take Lawrence over him.
I would take Lawrence over him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, okay, maybe, but he's done better than him. I know he's only got 1 year, and he's the future, but he hasn't shown it.
I think I'd still
give me one game right now, dude. I want Jalen Hurts.
I think I'd still take Lawrence's
upside ceiling.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen the throws that Lawrence can make.
Yeah, it just gives me pause that in a position where you need to throw the football to win big time games. I mean, yeah, give me Lawrence's arm strength.
Who has a better season this year, Trevor Lawrence or Jalen Hurts?
Probably, I would guess this season, I would still lean towards Jalen Hurts this season.
Yeah, that's going to, I mean, what Urban Meyer did was a cultural and financial disaster down there.
Yeah, but I mean, like the Jaguars' big signing was some
future Hall of Fame, future Gold Jacket guy, Christian Kirk.
Yeah, right? I mean, I don't know. I don't buy that at all. Christian Kirk being anything.
Well, he's got paid though.
Carnal legend.
He got paid like a number one.
He got paid like the Saudi Golf Tour was the GM of the Jaguars, bro.
All right, how about this one? There's a urgency from the Panthers side to trade for Baker Mayfield soon so he can report to minicamp.
I mean, that's just a mess at that position, right? Because you traded essentially a second round draft pick last year for Sam Darnold, and that didn't work. And then you turn around and you draft who'd they draft? Matt Corral, right? They took Matt Corral this past NFL draft, and now you're trying to get Baker. So at some point, I mean, there's too many cooks in the kitchen, bro. Like is Baker just gonna be a stopgap till Corral, or how's that gonna work?
This is reminiscent of the Seahawks from years ago when they signed Flynn, mm-hmm. traded for Whitehurst, and drafted Russell Wilson. Yep. People are like, oh, these guys are crazy. Well, I mean, it got them a Super Bowl.
Is Baker a better week one play than the other two guys that they currently have in that quarterback room? Yes. Right?
More than likely. I mean, who knows? I mean, I guess if they're having urgency to trade for Baker, they must not like what they're seeing out of Matt Corral so far in camp.
Is there if there's a Mount Rushmore of like disliked quarterbacks in the NFL right now, is half of that Mount Rushmore on a Cleveland Brown roster right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Oh yeah.
Right?
No.
Nobody like no. Yeah, so
as bad as Baker Mayfield seems to be, like as terrible as a hang as Baker seems to be, I mean, he ain't fucking Deshaun.
And the serial wiener slinger Deshaun, he's still idiot. He's at mini camp right now, and
should be ashamed of himself.
he's still maintaining his innocence, which we do, you know, in our legal system, we do have a.
Is it too much for me? Like he's not gonna play a single snap this year, right? Like, he's not, bro. He's
I
not.
Can't imagine.
He's not. They're not going to let that guy put a uniform on this season.
So that's like a 1,000% he's not playing.
What do you do if you're the Browns? I mean, you're going to go from having Baker and Deshaun to not having anyone. I mean, what's Charlie Whitehurst doing these days?
No, they're going to roll with Jacoby, dude.
That's right. Well.
Hey, as bad as the Browns have always been, they somehow destroyed their franchise even worse by trading for Deshaun Watson. They gave up so many first-round picks. Me and Weddle were talking about this. Weddle has the best take. Like, we're going to look back at this when the Texans are actually good and be like, holy shit, the Texans fucking destroyed that trade.
This is our generation's Herschel Walker for, like, five Hall of Famers, correct?
Yeah.
Like when the Cowboys were able to swing Herschel Walker for what essentially became pieces for a Super Bowl roster for Dallas, right?
Yeah.
What was it? Two or three first round picks?
Yeah.
Something like that? Yeah.
It's just the Texans, I don't know, man. They're building it the right way. They're drafting well. They got all those first round picks. And something you didn't mention right now that you mentioned before is how many of those first round picks are like top five picks, dude? Deshaun's not there.
Yeah, especially
if Baker isn't
there. Jacoby Brissett is taking snaps for multiple games for Cleveland. right? Because that
and they have one of the toughest divisions in football. Mm-hmm. That might be six losses out the gate mm-hmm. for the next 3 years.
So, you Cardinals fans, how'd you like the hype picture the Cardinals posted here? Marquise Brown, number two for the Cardinals, first look, all in uniform.
I mean,
hey, dude,
he's gonna be the one for the first six games anyway, right? Right, Jeff?
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you this, and you guys are gonna probably laugh, but we're gonna mark it down right now. I'm not saying he's gonna be fucking Cooper Kupp, but him and Kyler had that same bullshit where they're having breakfast together every day, they're hanging out, they're best friends, they're at the casino together. Remember after Cooper Kupp and Stafford started going off, that's all we were saying is like, why didn't we get this news that they were fucking best friends and shit? Well, these two are, and they're always together. They've been together like every day this offseason. Marquise Brown's going to eat, dude. I'm telling you. I don't know how much better that makes the Cardinals, but if we're talking like fantasy football and stuff, he's going to be a steal.
I mean, and it's fantastic. I mean, shit, Lamar Jackson's won an MVP. Like, he's been a Pro Bowler. As great as he's been, like his Kyler Murray's a better thrower, right? Like this can't hurt Hollywood. It can only help his statistics, right?
I mean, I would think so. Right? I mean, I think part of it's going to depend on if Kyler can grow up a little bit on the, you know, being down 10 points and going to the sideline, acting like a little pansy on the sidelines.
Yeah, definitely need some tough love on that sideline.
Because Stafford, right? You know, Stafford doesn't act like that. If they're down by 10, he's over there making a plan how to come back.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
He also has a defense that can get him back in the game, too.
I mean, that's just that relationship with Cliff and Kyler, right? Like he'll never, he's that doting father that'll never tell his kid he's wrong or discipline him.
All right. How about the Cooper Kupp extension? Highest paid wide receiver in the league now.
I mean, can
75 million guaranteed?
We talked about this the other day, Wes. Can you explain to the people like how the Rams have the highest paid defensive player in the NFL, the highest paid receiver in the NFL, one of the highest paid quarterbacks in the NFL? They just brought in
Wagner.
They brought in the wide receiver from the Bears.
So a lot of it comes from the guaranteed money. Robinson. Like these,
yep.
You have a Kroenke. He's the third richest owner in the league, behind now Walton and the Panthers owner, right?
So the two newest owners are the richest owners in the NFL.
You have the Walton.
Yeah, the guy just bought the Broncos, yeah. and then the Panthers owner just bought that team, what, 3 years ago?
Yeah.
Wow.
But they're playing chess. Here's what they're doing. They're backloading all these contracts, like insanely high money on the back end, because they're looking at these TV deals. Like, yeah. They're thinking all this extra money is going to be, like, they're going to get this much more money towards the back end, and they're going to be fine, mm-hmm. while everyone else is all worried about, like, the right now, and what's going on right
and,
now. With
and
the
I think where they say Kroenke has a head and an advantage is as soon as they sign a player with the guaranteed money, he's got to be able to put that amount of guaranteed money into escrow.
Yeah. Yeah.
And
you got to have that cash on hand essentially, right?
Yeah. So they put it into escrow and like Jeff's saying, they're putting all these void years at the end of these contracts and what they're, you know, and you have some of these capologists for these teams looking at, like, you turn around and, you know, they're anticipating the Sunday ticket deal with Apple to be X amount of money, mm-hmm. and they're going to,
yeah.
you know, easily, like, okay, if when they formally announce the Apple Sunday ticket deal, well, okay, if Apple paid $10 billion for this, well, that's just going to make the, you know, that's just going to make the league minimum go up even more.
And these TV deals, like, they're not going to go down, bro. Like, they're going to exponentially grow over the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years. Yeah, like it's just going to keep going up, man.
I think the way I read it, the only thing left to finish with the Sunday ticket deal is the Apple setting up NFL Plus that has, they're going to charge a certain amount for this NFL Plus, like, network. Mm-hmm. And they're expecting like $5 a month for NFL Plus, mm-hmm. and then however much it's going to be on, and then rolling the Sunday ticket into that as a premium add-on.
If you have any money invested into anything directly related to DirecTV, get rid of it.
Yeah,
because the only thing they had going for them was a ticket. And they suck.
With so Apple, the from what I've read, and it hasn't been formally announced, it is the deal's done. Mm-hmm. They're waiting on Apple to announce it, which they may be waiting on one of the, you know, one of those tech conferences. But what Apple announced today, I don't know if you saw that, Apple signed MLS. They're the exclusive provider of all MLS games now.
Major League Soccer.
For the next 10 years.
I believe that we will win, and I believe.
And they did. They signed their deal with MLS. Essentially, it more than doubled the MLS revenue.
Well, I mean, all these live rights, like that's what TV is now, right? Like your live rights, your sports, your NBA, your NFL, your MLB, hell, fucking professional wrestling, like these live things that are being put on TV, like that's what's generating revenue right now. It's not it's not Seinfeld and Friends from the 1990s. You know what I mean?
But in Apple showing they're serious about getting into the sports game with, they have partial MLB rights right now. Mm-hmm. They signed the MLS, and by all reports, they're about to get the Sunday ticket.
Yep.
They're going to be one of the biggest provider of live sports.
AT&T buying DirecTV probably 2 or 3 years ago is a financial disaster.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, people are going to look back, and that was the downfall of AT&T.
That's like fucking buying stock in VHSs right now in 2022, right? In fucking CDs or I don't know.
We got Joey Burrow taking pictures this morning for the Sports Illustrated cover.
Oh. Yeah.
Wet, soaking wet right now.
Who day getting respect?
So he'll be on the August 18th edition Sports Illustrated.
Is he going to be the only one, or is there going to be multiple players on this?
It says he's going to be the cover of the Sports Illustrated.
I mean, they're not even... I feel like they're still being disrespected. Like are they the third betting favorite to win that division right now?
Yes.
Jump on that.
I mean, but they're also still top 10 to win the Super Bowl. Well, that, so it has a lot to do with how tough that division
but
is.
But me and Jeff were talking about this. Mm-hmm. You have the Browns and Ravens were currently betting odds tied to win the division, the AFC North. I don't, as good as Deshaun Watson has looked numbers-wise, mm-hmm. I mean, his last season with the Texans, he won 2 games. Mm-hmm. And that was with D-Hop.
Yeah, which is, I mean, I believe they won more this past year, right? Didn't they get to 3 this past year? With Davis Mills? Yeah.
So, and if you look at it, the big thing with D-Hop, when he had D-Hop and J.J. Watt, those guys go to the Cardinals and go to a playoff. Win enough games to go to the playoff.
Yeah.
And, I mean... Was the talent-wise on the Cardinals team that much better than Deshaun Watson's Texans team?
Well, you're forgetting that they had Christian Kirk as well.
Yeah.
Cardinals.
Yeah, he was fantastic.
Yeah, I mean, probably, but is it a 10-game swing? Probably not, right?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're putting money, who wins that division?
Cincinnati.
It's them or the Ravens, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, Baltimore did have more injuries than any team maybe ever last year, right?
But I don't think those Baltimore injuries covered how bad Cincinnati crushed them.
Yeah.
Twice, yeah. They did crush them twice pretty fucking bad.
And that's a whole contract drama right now with Lamar Jackson. Like, they weren't sure he was going to show up to mandatory workouts. He did show up, but, I mean, that's been lingering for the last 2 years now, right?
And... Yeah, I mean, injury, every team has injuries. So, I mean, it's not, you can't always just say oh, they got all these players back. They're way better. What do you guys think about Peter King's AFC North power rankings?
What does he got?
He's got the Bills at 1, Chargers 2, Chiefs 3, Bengals 4.
I'm okay with that.
The Chargers hype game is, they got to prove it. I mean,
the Chargers hype.
You mentioned it on here that they have a potential, but how do you just right now rank them 2
for a team that didn't make the postseason last year?
Yeah,
yeah. I mean, they're banking on Herbert making a giant stride from year 2 to year 3.
In that's where I was kind of looking at that division, and you're just automatically assuming the Chargers here are the best team in that division with. you know, you got the Broncos with Russell Wilson. You got the Raiders beefed up everything they have. They put Devontae Adams, Chandler Jones, and Max Crosby. Like, I mean,
those four teams are just going to beat up on each other for the entire season, right? Like that's just going to be a backlot street fight. I mean, every game in that division throughout the season is must-watch TV, right?
Yeah.
The Raiders play the Broncos, the Chargers play the Chiefs,
and vice versa. And I've seen people saying, like, all three teams could make the playoffs from this division. I'm like, it ain't that easy, man. No. Like, these teams have to beat each other.
No, guy probably got a C in math in high school.
Yeah, I mean,
it's mathematics.
And you're looking at these teams probably splitting with each other.
They're going to beat the shit out of each other, that's for sure. I like the Bills at one, though. The Bills got to be the favorites to win the Super Bowl at this point in time. Kansas City's always there, so them being ranked three. I kind of see them having a little fall off, man. Like, it took them a while to figure it out last year. The first half, we didn't know what the hell they were going to do. They were looking horrible. And then the Bengals, like, they didn't get worse. They got much better on the O-line and shit. So
the Kansas City Chiefs, as great as they've been the last 3-4 years, they're the only team in that division that got worse, right? Is that fair to say? The Raiders got better. The Chargers got better. The Broncos got better. The Chiefs got worse.
Yeah, right? But it just realigned everyone to be about the same in that division.
Exactly.
I mean, like you're saying, I think it's going to be must-watch TV watching these games.
Yeah, unless the Cardinals are playing, like, my eyes will be glued to the AFC West.
What did you guys think about Derek Carr, Devontae Adams' comments saying Derek Carr, as far as talent and ability, it's really similar.
You got to say shit like that. Did you hear what Tyreek said? He said Tua's more accurate than Patrick Mahomes. Yeah. Like you got to blow up your guy now, right? You don't owe anything to the guy that you don't play for anymore.
Tyreek's got that new podcast, the It's Gotta Be Said podcast he was doing with, like, Drew Rosenhaus or something.
Does he have better numbers than us?
Oh, I'm sure.
Hey, let me put these little AFC West future bets out here.
Go ahead.
So how far off is Vegas to you guys to win that division? Because they're currently the fourth favorite. I know they're all good teams, but they're plus 700 to win the division, the Raiders. There's value there.
Yeah,
I mean, you got Kansas City plus 155, Chargers plus 240, Broncos plus 260, and then the Raiders plus 700.
Yeah, I mean, are they? It's just that they're all so close to be a plus 700. Like, that's the value bit there, right? Like, even the Broncos, really.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't view the Raiders that far off of those teams right now.
That's a team that made the playoffs last year.
Well, what I love is that this is projecting out to be something that this is what the NFL is going to love. This is going to project out to be something week 17.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, where you're forced to play a
week 18 or whatever it is.
Division appointment, correct?
All right, let's transition from the NFL into golf with the... Did you see this one, Weddle?
Talk to me.
So, Danny Woodhead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, former Patriot legend.
Came about four holes from making the U.S. Open.
Hey, man. I didn't know that.
So, Danny. Well,
I mean, in that same token, the PGA right now is begging for players to play, right?
Danny Woodhead picked up clubs about 2 years ago.
Wow.
Started learning golf, wanted to see how he could do, and he was in, like, he faltered a little bit, and... on about four holes and barely missed his chance to play in the U.S. Open this week.
So I mean, if he started playing golf 2 years ago, like, this will eventually come to fruition, right? Like he'll eventually make a big time tournament like this, right?
Yeah, more than likely. Right? I mean,
if he started playing 2 years ago,
but it's
winners win, boys.
Yeah, I mean, it's pretty crazy looking at that, like, because you see other professional athletes that, you know, you see it all the time with football players or basketball players that play golf and, you know, don't quite get there.
J.R. Smith was just named the student athlete of the year at his university playing golf this past season. Do you know that?
Yeah.
Former NBA champion, J.R. Smith.
And then in other golf news, you have Tiger Woods is officially a billionaire, joining one of three athletes to become a billionaire.
You're talking Bron and Mike? Is that what that is?
Yep. MJ. LeBron and now Tiger Woods.
Who will be the fourth now, in your opinion? Who will be the fourth athlete to become a billionaire?
I think Tom Brady's got to be close.
Yeah.
Peyton might be close at this point
mm-hmm.
with the
Pat McAfee.
Yeah.
Yeah, he like I mean just the deal I mean the deal McAfee signed with FanDuel got him up there.
Yeah.
And then seeing how much he gets from Amazon and but I think Tom Brady's got to be close.
Especially if you take in consideration his wife's income, right? Because Giselle's done all right over the years.
But not just that. I mean, like, you look at, I mean, Tom Brady's got the TB12 stuff. He's, mm-hmm. you know, he's producing shows, the documentaries. Peyton Manning's doing the same thing. So, but, I mean, I'm assuming Peyton and Tom both got to be pretty close.
I wonder how that works because Tiger Woods, I mean, went through a pretty nasty divorce and took a hit financially on that, right? With Elon, his ex-wife Elon, like, man, he might be worth $2 billion if he would have never got divorced, right?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah, he might have made the list a little earlier if he hadn't hit a tree.
He might have been the first trillionaire.
And, you know, on with his winnings and how much he makes off of endorsements and everything else. Yeah. I mean, one of two Nike athletes to have their own logo.
Talking about Tiger? Yeah, I mean MJ was the first, the classic Jumpman, right?
And I remember when Tiger got his logo, he was the second.
Yeah. Yeah. He changed it first. I remember I used to buy those polos when I was in junior high. It was a little circle thing. He eventually moved into the TW.
Yeah.
I mean, LeBron's got his own Jordan logo, but the iconic one is that Jumpman, right?
Yeah. And then the, what do you guys think about the, it's been the talk and especially the talks heating up this week
mm-hmm.
with the U.S. Open going on this week with the LIV Golf.
I mean, they just had their first tournament. The winner of the tournament got something like $4 million to win the first the Paris Invitational.
Yeah, Charles Schwartz.
Yeah, I mean, shot 7 under. I mean, they're throwing around big time money, bro.
Yeah, they signed. I think it was somewhere around like $400 million to get Dustin Johnson over there. Then they got Phil Mickelson over there for.
Yep, El Nino, Sergio Garcia joined that tour.
Now you're hearing a lot of betrayal words thrown around. There was the unbelievable that these guys would go play for the Saudi Arabian LIV Golf Tournament. Don't they remember what happened at 9/11?
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's preposterous. Hilarious. Like the PGA is not coming off well in this, bro. Like they're coming off like a scorned ex. That's
well. That this has been the argument for years from PGA players is that the PGA doesn't even pay our hotels or our travel to get to events.
Mm-hmm.
So the PGA is just raking in money and not where are they putting it?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's, you got to treat your athletes a little better than that, right?
All the guys that signed with LIV Golf, PGA has banned them from playing in any tournament.
Correct.
And I mean, it's getting to a ridiculous point because I think the best way to look at it is if you took LIV Golf and PGA out of those names and just said, oh, this guy is going to a different company for more money. Nobody cares.
Yeah.
And then people are acting like it's a problem with Saudi Arabian money.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know how much stuff you can't do if you cared about Saudi Arabian money? And the worst part is you have people sitting there posting about it on Twitter
mm-hmm.
about how they can't believe these guys are leaving and the Saudi Arabia owns Twitter.
Correct. Correct. I mean, you wouldn't be able to watch WWE Crown Jewel once a year, I'll tell you that.
I mean, if somebody pays me $100 an episode, dude, I'm leaving the podcast, boys. I'm out.
Jeff, you don't make $100 an episode for this podcast?
No, I mean.
You're the superstar agent. You make more than me.
It seems weird, like, the PGA is so far behind on that, like, oh, this other company came in, they're paying players?
How
like,
dare they?
We're going to soil their names.
Yeah.
And I get it. There's players staying in the PGA that, you know, they can say what they want. Well, that's fine. If you decide to stay in there, that's fine.
I mean, the best way I can describe this is it's a guy who's got a girlfriend who splits the check every time they go to dinner. And said girlfriend just thinks this is normal. All of a sudden, new boyfriend comes in like, nah, babe, I got you. This is on me. Wow. You're treating me so nice. That's the LIV Golf Court Tour compared to the PGA Tour, correct?
Yeah.
Boom. Don't split checks with your girls, guys.
You don't have to make me a sandwich. I'll make my own. Get out of here with that bullshit.
Yeah, I mean it's going to be interesting with the I think the U.S. Open starts Thursday, and there's going to be a lot of coverage. And there's some guys from the PGA, not, I think Brooks Koepka, they, every time they've interviewed him, when he's talking, all they want to ask about the LIV Golf. And he even said, he's like, hey man, like I'm here to play in the U.S. Open, like not to answer these stupid questions.
Yeah. Brooks and Rory have definitely been on the PGA side, right? Like Rory's been pretty staunch with it.
Yeah. I mean, Brooks hasn't as much said that much like negative about it. He doesn't want to be asked about it. He just wants to play golf.
Rory McDonald is more than carrying the PGA flag.
Yeah. Right? I mean, McIlroy is Rory McIlroy. McIlroy's, you know, he's carrying the PGA banner. I mean, there's some player, you know, but that's fine. That's what you would expect. I mean,
what's Greg Norman's legend? Greg Norman. What's his role with the Saudi Golf Tour? Because I see his name attached to it a lot. Is he like
he's like I don't know if he. I mean, he's definitely involved in some capacity there. Did you see that picture though?
Yeah,
that was hilarious. Yeah. So if you didn't see this, Jeff. This dude on Twitter post about how he got kicked out of one of these LIV Golf things.
He's a reporter, correct?
He was a reporter, and he was asking a bunch of questions, and they kicked him out. So, and it was like Greg Norman's tournament. So he texts Norman because he's like friends, you know, so to speak, friends with him. And Norman's like, hey, what, like, I got kicked out of your tournament, you know, essentially, like, this is unacceptable. And Greg Norman's like, oh, my God, like, he's like, you know, I'll get this fixed.
How can this happen?
And then the picture comes out of him getting kicked out, and Greg Norman's like standing behind him smiling.
He's in the background of the picture.
That's awesome.
But yeah, I mean, so definitely some interesting developments in golf, and it's going to be interesting how many, like, you know, it's like dudes leaving for the NWO. Like they're getting offered this big money. Yeah. And, yeah, you know, hitting the PGA with a steel chair and walking out, dude.
Yeah, yeah. Spray painting somebody's back with an NWO, bro. Then,
I mean, how could you not take that money and go? Like, who really gives a shit what golf league it is? They're giving you $400 million, you go.
I mean, there's a certain romanticism to the PGA. Like, that's the tour. That's the one that has the Masters. The
no, open, they don't have the Masters.
Well, it's connected to the PGA more than
the PGA only owns. One major.
U.S. Open?
They own the PGA Championship.
Oh, really?
How dare you not know golf, Leto?
Well, you know?
The U.S.
Egg on my face.
The U.S. Open's owned by the USGA, and the Masters is owned by Augusta.
Golf guy Wes over here. I had no idea. So all these dudes that are on the LIV Tour, they can still play in those majors?
Yeah, they're all playing. They can't play in the PGA Championship. Yeah. They've been banned, which I could see a scenario where golf could look at it and be like, if you're not going to let everyone play, that's not a major anymore.
So essentially, like by going and playing this tour, like they can't play in one major plus the Wilcox Open and the Benson Invitational. Like, who cares, bro? Who cares?
Hey, this is the best thing to ever happen to golf. Nobody was talking about golf before this shit. And Weddle, we'll give you a little wrestling reference in here. It's like the WCW and the WWE when they started feuding and letting wrestlers come over and fight each other. Like, that is what built up wrestling to an absurd amount of viewers. Well,
what it boils down to is the PGA doesn't like that they're going to have to start paying people to be in their league.
They don't like that there's a more attractive girl in their class, essentially, right?
Yeah, but they're going to have to use some of that money that they've been pocketing to pay players.
And, yeah, that sucks.
Yeah, imagine that. They have to pay players to, and like, I mean, I don't know if you guys knew that. Like, did you know all these players were on the hook for everything about their own travel, about like they paid, like, so if they go to a tournament and don't make money, like they're just out money.
Yeah. Yeah. I remember Phil Mickelson referencing something like that about 2-3 months ago, right?
But we'll see how it all shakes up in the, so we had a finals game five last night.
Big one. Big one in live from San Francisco last night.
The Draymond Green-led Warriors are...
He did play better. He did play better in game five.
Three game to two lead.
Yeah, game five, Golden State Warriors took care of business last night, 104-94. covered that 3.5-point spread at home. Now they're one win away from capturing their fourth NBA championship on the back of not Steph Curry, because he had a bad game last night. He had been fantastic for the first four. He had hit something like over 20 threes in the first four games. Last night goes 0 for 8 for the first time since 2018. Played in an NBA game, did not make a three-pointer. Andrew Wiggins carried the day. He's been fantastic the last two games. Former number one pick in 2018. Andrew Wiggins, he's got something like 43 points and like 31 rebounds the last two games. Golden State, one win away from an NBA championship.
And I've been on it, boys, with the last two games. I've been money with these. I had Golden State. I knew there was no way they were going down 3-1 to Boston. There's no way. They won on the road, even though they played bad on the road.
They were dogs in that one, right?
I had them last night. Yeah, they were dogs. I had them last night. They won. Game six, dude, just a look ahead.
It's at the Garden,
all Boston.
Right?
Thursday
it's
night.
All Boston.
Thursday night in Boston, correct.
This is going seven games. It's all Boston. Boston plays phenomenal at home. They play phenomenal in games that it's win or go home. And all season, dude, Golden State is barely over 500 on the road. They've played like shit on the road. I don't see them winning this game. I see the Dubs taking in seven. Mm-hmm. But if you're putting money on the games, dude, Boston in game six is where it's at.
And do you think the NBA is going to not have Scott Foster a part of game six, right?
Oh, no. 100% Scott Foster is getting that to a game seven.
His nickname is literally the extender, bro. That's what they call him. They call him the extender.
Yeah.
So that, yeah, I mean, I was on the same page. I think that game six being in the Garden, I'd be real surprised if the Warriors are able to close it out there.
Yeah, and as bad as Draymond Green has actually had still had another triple single last night, but played a little better. He had 8 points, 8 rebounds, 6 assists. He played better, dude. He had been off. He had 2 points, 2, 3, and 2
a
or something like that.
Triple single.
Triple single, yeah. That's his. I heard something on Twitter the other day that, like, Draymond Green shoots jump shots like he's wearing a backpack. I thought that shit was hilarious, bro. Like, he's wearing a heavy backpack. I thought that was really funny.
I don't know.
I mean,
Tatum was taking some terrible shots yesterday.
Yeah, I mean, on paper, it doesn't look bad, right? He was 10 of 20, 5 of 9 from 3, 27 points. But he takes difficult shots that end up being bad possessions, right?
He figured out his step back three. They couldn't guard it the first couple of games, and now it's on lock.
Get to the rim.
You know that little where he gets to the three and then he steps back and takes it?
I mean, he needs to get to the rim a little bit more.
I think one of my favorite photos from last night.
Yep.
Was Marcus Smart just assaulting the Warriors player here?
Jordan Poole? I mean, I'm surprised that wasn't a bloody situation down there.
Unbelievable Marcus Smart's allowed to play football after this photo.
I don't see how this happens in the NFL. I mean you're talking about the Phantom Elbow a little bit, right? And this happens a lot in the NBA, right? I don't understand how referees after the game, cuz they see this shit. Like they see that they were entitled, like, there was zero contact made with Jordan Poole's face. So, he threw himself back. A foul was called. If you're a referee, like, how do you not go back and see that and be like, oh, fuck this guy? My question is,
you look at this photo. Marcus Smart's not even touching him. Jordan Poole's holding his face, falling to the ground.
Yep.
How is there not something in place where, like, you know, if that caused a foul, change point scoring and everything like that.
Yeah.
Like, how is there not penalties for that?
There's almost a certain Shakespearean factor into the NBA games where, like, if you're a good actor, if you're a flopper in a sense, like, it benefits you, dude. Like that, man, that's a tough watch, dude. We just watched a series with the Heat and the Celtics where Lowry's that guy.
But I'm saying, like, if you saw guys starting getting, you know, you get suspended for a game for doing something like that, like, they review it and they're like, nah, dude, you're suspended for a game, people would stop.
Yeah. I mean, the I hate the floppers. I hate the floppers, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
it makes it a tough watch.
The funniest thing, transitioning to something else here, the funniest thing I heard about Jordan Poole was, you know, that game four where he just fucking went off? Mm-hmm. Someone said Jordan Poole was playing that game like the hot, like everyone watching that game was a bad bitch. Like, just throwing up the stupidest shots and they're going in, like. I thought that was hilarious.
And he can do that. He's had at least 3 points this postseason where he's over 30 a night. So I mean to bring that off the bench, if Clay or Steph don't got it going, if Clay or Steph don't got it going where you can bring a guy off the bench that can put you in a blender, man, and get you 30 on any given night. Like, that's a
So there's and now there's been five games in the finals, and Draymond Green's fouled out on three of them.
Yeah, I believe he just went over having more points and fouls in this series. Not by much, though. Not by much. I think he's got like two or three more points, and he has fouls in this
Even
series.
His mom's been talking shit, like on social media. Like, and, where's he at?
And that's the thing, bro. When you're that dude that talks shit and you carry yourself a certain way, like your decline is going to be celebrated by the entire, I mean, Twittersphere, essentially, right?
I love how he does his podcast, though, after every game. He doesn't care.
Yeah.
That shit's awesome.
Y'all get in the podcast.
And you think at any point in time, those guys in the locker room are like, hey, man, you're giving out a lot of ammo. Mm-hmm. Like, but they just win. It doesn't even matter.
Yeah.
He does what he wants.
Look, if the finals, if the Boston Celtics win this final, it's not going to be because Draymond has a podcast. It's going to be because Draymond played like shit for seven games. Right?
Yeah.
So,
you imagine Bill Belichick if he coached a team with someone like Draymond doing a podcast after every game, like just, no, that team was dog shit. Like, next time we're going to fucking smoke him, you know, he'd be losing his ass.
So, resident MLB expert here, what do you got from my big takeaway from this past week in MLB? I thought it was really messed up to fire Joe Maddon after he got a mohawk and didn't even get to show it to the team. So, his rally mohawk.
Yeah, the Anaheim Angels had lost 14 games in a row after a hot start, right? They were on the top of the division, the AL West. That's a fun team to watch, dude.
They're the Anaheim Angels now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Legally, they are, on paper, they are the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. That's what they became a few years ago. So, I mean, whatever, man. But they had lost 14. I mean, Joe Maddon, World Series champion 2016, took the Tampa Rays to the World Series in 2008. Like he's been around, man. The guy's a winning
it's
baseball
like
coach.
70-year-old dude.
68.
Yeah, 70 years old. Like, gets a mohawk to rally the team, gets fired with his. You imagine he walks into the office, he's sitting there with his mohawk, and they fire him, and then he's like, he's got a. He doesn't even get to show the team his mohawk.
But he's a quirky dude, bro. Like he's gonna transition. If he doesn't want to manage anymore, like he's gonna get paid a lot of money to talk about baseball on TV. Like he's a personality. He's a bright dude. But that's a fun team to watch between Mike Trout, Shohei Ohtani, Phil Nevin was just a manager. He was his bench coach, played in the league a little bit. But can we talk about college baseball for a second? Can we transition to them real quick?
Well, let's talk about, I got one more
talk
MLB
to, talk
story.
To Yankees.
Aaron Judge.
Yeah.
How bad are the Yankees screwed on this?
Dude, he bet on himself. And rumor is
they lowballed him. He turned down
some between 250 and 260 in the offseason, right?
And now he's on pace for 67 home runs right now?
Yeah. I mean, still going to be six shy of the GOAT, but that's a really good year from Aaron Judge. I mean he was looking to get that Manny Machado, Mike Trout, Bryce Harper contract.
Is there any worry?
No, this dude ain't going to hit 73 home runs. He's fantastic. He's going to have a nice season.
And
he'll end up in the 50s.
So no chance he does it? Like, no juiced baseballs? No juicing?
How do we know that? I haven't grabbed a Major League Baseball. How do I know it's not juiced?
No juiced baseballs, and he's not juicing.
How do we know that? Do we know that?
That's what Wes is saying. He's saying if they start adding juice baseballs and he fucking breaks the record.
Oh, because they want him.
Yeah.
He's not going to hit 70. That's just in all reality, he's probably going to get hurt because he gets hurt every year. Him and Giancarlo Stanton, they can't stay healthy. Like,
what are you saying? 10-1, he doesn't.
Yankees are
20-1.
No,
Yankees are a wagon right now, right?
Yeah. They're. Whew. I'll take a
45-1 on a fucking
and that pitching staff for the Yankees, like the guy they gave $326 million to a couple years ago, Gerrit Cole, is essentially like he has the fifth best ERA of that starting five on the bump. Like they're on a roll, man. They're far and above the best team in
baseball.
They're
a wagon.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. So what's your college baseball here?
College World Series starts. Love college baseball, dude. The highlight of the past week, the Tennessee Volunteers.
Is Cochise in this?
No, Cochise is not. This is Division I baseball. Super Regionals just passed. We're headed very excited that the Tennessee Volunteers did not make the College World Series. They lost a three-game series in the Super Regional to Notre Dame.
Yeah, they were like the number one team in the
nation. They were being called the greatest college baseball team of all time. They were something like 53-7 going in. Didn't even qualify for the College World Series. Like, they're a very unlikable team, dude. Like from their head coach, Tony Vitello, all the way to the players, that like the way they carry themselves, they talk a lot of shit, man, the whole season, and they embrace that us against the world. So when back to the Draymond thing, like when you carry yourself that way, you talk a lot of shit the whole year, and you don't make good on what you've said you're going to do all year, like, yeah, dude, it looks bad. Like to lose single-digit games, win over 50, and not make a College World Series, like, that's a huge disappointment.
But it's good TV, dude.
Good for Notre Dame.
If it wasn't, if they weren't hitting bombs and rounding the bases, flipping everyone off and shit, no one would even be talking about it.
You saw that,
right?
No one
would even care. Yeah, you saw that, it was awesome. I mean, yeah, that's why they were the big villains. Nobody wanted to see them win.
All press is good press.
Gets people to tune in.
I mean, I did watch a little bit of that just to root on Notre Dame, the Golden Domer. So now we're set. College World Series starts this weekend. Texas A&M, Texas, Notre Dame, Oklahoma, Stanford, Auburn, Arkansas, Ole Miss. Congratulations. That is your College World Series 2022 in Omaha, Nebraska. Must watch TV. I know you guys probably won't watch. But.
So who wins it?
Well, I mean, Stanford's number two in the country, but don't sleep on Texas and Texas A&M. The
last College World Series I watched was the Coastal Carolina, Arizona.
Oh, man, yeah.
And I got kicked out of Coach's house.
Coach still doesn't sleep over that one. That's a tough one. That's a tough one.
Coach kicked you out?
Yeah. College baseball got kicked out of his house.
Dude's intense, man. Bear down.
The Coastal Carolina hit two home runs in a row, and he kicked me out.
Yeah, because you were probably talking shit.
I wasn't saying anything. I was just watching the game.
how was that? Was he like, hey, bro, you got to go?
Yeah.
Just like that?
Yeah.
You got to go, man.
You got to go. I can't watch this with people. And I'm like, it's college baseball, Coach. Like,
why you sleeping on college baseball?
It's too bad he wasn't like he hit their second bomb.
College baseball doesn't even exist until like the College World Series.
Stop it.
I mean,
we really haven't
talked about it.
Like minor leagues or like
college baseball is fantastic.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. It's terrific.
All the good players are playing in the minors.
I take you to a Cochise game. Tell me you didn't have the time of your life out there.
They don't even sell beer. They sell beer at minor league games.
They sell beer at Arizona baseball games in Tucson. Oh, yeah. Definitely.
You have to walk out to your car and get in your cooler and get another one at an Arizona game.
No, just take an ice chest. You're fine.
All right. Hockey guy Jeff, who are we betting on for the finals?
I mean, Stanley I'm Cup on Colorado.
Stanley Cup.
I know nothing about hockey, but the Avalanche have been fucking wagons all year. Like, there's no way they don't win the series.
We're not in on Tampa Bay being title town again.
Yeah,
no, fuck Tampa Bay.
Hasn't Tampa Bay won like three Lord Stanley Cups in the past like handful of years?
Yeah, I mean they.
What? Who's the favorite?
Some hockey team.
No.
I mean, my favorite.
Yeah, but I mean, what's the line on that?
No clue.
Let's pull it up.
Pull it up, Jeffy.
It's going to be a second. But.
I can't in good faith even give you a player playing in this.
Ted LaFleur? Does that sound like a guy that plays hockey?
I don't know.
Is Jaromir Jagr still a thing? Who's your all-time favorite hockey player? Just off the top of your head.
Jeremy Roenick.
I'm a Mario Lemieux guy.
Hey, Colorado Avalanche minus one.
Is that a race car driver?
No, he's a Hall of Fame hockey player. Is there a hockey Hall of Fame? I don't even know.
Tampa Bay Lightning plus 155 for the series.
Hey, I might sprinkle something on the Lightning, bro. I've been to Tampa. It's beautiful this time of year.
What about on the ice?
How do they even, in this hot weather, how do they even keep the temperature?
They probably use a dry ice, I would assume.
Yeah, so
I don't know shit about hockey.
Yeah, we're big hockey guys.
Let's move on.
Lordo Stanley Cup, we're in it.
Lord Stanley.
So we gave you the big soccer news, you know, Apple getting the rights to MLS.
Yeah,
that's a pretty hefty deal they gave him too.
What was the numbers on that?
I think it was something like it was over $2 billion.
Oh wow. Actually attended an MLS game last year. DC United forever. Big fan.
And then it ain't too much longer until we got the
World Cup.
The World Cup.
Well, that was actually supposed to start. Like the kickoff of that was supposed to be this past weekend, but it being in, is it Qatar or Qatar? I don't even know how to pronounce that.
I've heard it both ways.
I say Qatar because I know how to read. But that's been pushed back to the
fall.
The fall, correct? Because it's
so hot.
230 degrees right now in Qatar.
But it, unbelievable that people will even watch this since it's in a Middle Eastern country. Don't people remember what happened in 9/11?
I mean, they did buy it, right? They did. Sepp Blatter got like arrested for this, right? He was running FIFA at the time, and they paid off people that vote for the World Cup to have it in Qatar.
But I mean, yeah, FIFA's pretty corrupt.
Yeah. Yeah, like that's actually going to be Narcos season 5. You know that, right? Narcos season 5, FIFA.
Almost as corrupt as boxing. And then I don't think there's any new boxing news other than, you know, we talked about last week. Like
Jaime Munguia picked up a big knockout Saturday night. That's probably like the number 2 Mexican dude behind Canelo. He's coming up, 168-pounder. Actually was losing through 4 rounds. Didn't look great and was able to get a knockout in round 5 to pick up the dub there.
So Jaime Munguia. Is Amanda Serrano? She's going to fight on the next Jake Paul card?
Yeah, she's actually promoted by Jake Paul. Is that going to be the Garden again?
Yeah, they're doing Madison Square Garden for Jake Paul's next fight.
I mean, we don't even know who's fighting, right?
Yeah.
Is that going to be a Huey Fury type of deal? Because
I know they've been trying to set up the Fury fight.
Oh, that dude would murder him.
No, not Tyson.
No, Huey Fury.
No, I know. His brother would still murder him.
His little brother. I don't know, man. I don't care about Jake Paul fights.
Yeah, but they're making money.
I know.
Dude.
No. Good for them. Good for them. And that's this America,
everyone
brother.
Everyone wants to see him get knocked out. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like what you're saying about the villain.
Yeah.
Everyone wants to see him get knocked out.
I might
pay. It was the same thing as Diaz fights. Like, you'd tune into.
I might pay to watch Mike Tyson fight Jake Paul. I think that'd be fun. Like, what?
There's no way that would happen.
A 50. How old is Mike Tyson? 55? 50?
I don't know.
He'd destroy him, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, he might murder him in the ring.
But I don't, like, I don't know. These Jake Paul fights have been questionable about, you know, whether it's a real fight, man. Like,
man, I can get a truck driver to knock out Ben Askren, bro. No offense to truck drivers.
I mean, it did look like he clipped Ben Askren pretty good.
Ben looks like Woodley flopped.
Ben Askren showed up like a guy who hadn't lifted a weight in his entire life. Like, did you see him?
Yeah. And then he's just laughing.
He made us look good.
And then he's laughing out the door, dude, because he got paid.
Yeah. Yeah, whatever. Jake Paul.
Any good MMA fights coming up? I know Teixeira, they had the Teixeira fight on Saturday.
Yeah, new champion at 205 pounds. I can't pronounce the guy's last name, but young dude. I mean, good for Teixeira, man, to be 42 years old and to essentially, like, carry that title. Like, that's a big deal. And he was actually up. He was up on all 3 cards. He was up 3-1, going to the 5th round, got caught with, like, something like 45 seconds to go in the fight. Like, all he had to do was survive, and he would retain the title. Got caught in a rear naked choke, and, yeah, got beat, man. Can't let your guard down. Got to keep your head on a swivel in an MMA fight.
What's next on the MMA, like, anything good coming up?
Not that I know of. I mean, it's kind of a quiet summer. Like these, it's turned. I mean, are we still waiting on Connor? Is he still a thing?
Yeah,
they're
saying
the dude that just fought the champ at 155. You know who I'm talking about?
Yeah, the Brazilian dude, Oliveira.
Yeah, he's gonna fight that. That guy that's undefeated, that Kazakh whatever, I don't know, that Kazakh stand guy that they say he's going to be the favorite in that fight somehow. Like, he hasn't fought any top 15 guys. He's a badass apparently, but they're going to, that's the next fight for the belt.
And then you got Style Benders coming up July 2nd.
He's fighting Jared Cannonier, right? Is that what that is? I mean, UFC 278 in August, Kamaru Usman defends against Leon Edwards. That's a pretty good fight, I guess, right?
Yeah, some of the, I don't know, they're almost having too many UFC events, man.
It's not good for the company that all these top-name UFC guys, right? The Connors, the Usmans, the Masvidals, like, they're out there calling out boxers because they know that's where the money is. Like, that's not a good look for your company, correct?
Well, yeah, but I mean, like, that's the whole point of, like, I mean, Jake Paul made that point when... Hmm? Like, he was getting, you know, he was talking trash to Dana White.
Yeah.
Telling him, like, at least people are getting paid when they fight here.
like you mentioned earlier about the PGA guy, like the PGA Tour not taking care of their golfers. Like, man, the UFC dudes, like there's dudes that show up and fight for $5,000, man. Like, that's right.
Yeah.
And meanwhile, Dana's the Zumba instructor, Dana White's probably worth $1 billion.
Well, but imagine if it was even worse how the PGA is. Like, the oops.
Manny just show up?
And hit a couple buttons.
Manny
there.
Manny just fucking appeared out of nowhere.
Like, imagine these UFC fighters showed up and they're like, well, I mean, like, you know, if you don't win, like, your whole bill's on you and everything. And, like, you know, pay for your hotel, you'll fly back home, your medical bills from getting your face smashed in are on you. Like, that, I mean, at least the UFC covers something.
There was a girl that fought in the UFC maybe a year ago, and she said in her fight, it was an upset win. Like she was a last minute replacement, and she said that she was homeless. Didn't have a place to live because she had to pay for the sparring sessions to get ready for that fight. That she couldn't make rent. Like, come on, man.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure there's gonna be more and more stuff coming out with like different groups. What if Saudi Arabia decides to get in the fight game and just start paying people?
I'm surprised they haven't. They're already in.
How hard do you think it would be for them to get some of these UFC fighters? Because they're like, no, we'll give you a $10 million contract to, you know, come over here, you know, for a 3-year contract.
Yeah. Yeah. Well,
bankrupt the UFC in a day.
That Anthony Joshua Usyk rematch, I believe, will take place in Saudi Arabia later this year. Like they, those dudes got money, man.
Well, I mean, but there's so many avenues for this. Like, I mean, you see how Apple's getting in on the live sports game. Why wouldn't Apple just start their own thing? Mm-hmm. Why wouldn't Amazon just get in the game? I mean, yeah. Amazon and Apple are all getting in on these live sports and being like, no, like, we'll just start our own thing and just pay dudes.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. I would if I had the money.
I mean, I wonder how much the deal is for Sunday Ticket. I mean, it's got to be crazy money. It can't cost that much for them to start a.
And I guarantee you, Apple's not going to charge $300 a year, $400 a year like DirecTV did.
No.
Right?
I highly doubt
it. Probably be like $100,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, reasonable.
Yeah, I'm interested to see what it's going to be.
Yep. And that should be like any day now. That'd be announced, correct?
Yeah, some people were saying that the WDCC, whenever that is, they might announce it there.
Is that a wrestling company?
No, that's a that's a tech convention. That's when Apple typically announces like their new products, like their folding iPhone that's coming out and everything.
Yeah. I don't know how into AEW you guys are, but they're having a pay-per-view here in next month. Forbidden Door. New Japan Pro Wrestling is bringing their big guys, AEW, Tanahashi, against Jon Moxley in the main event for the AEW World title. Just announced last night. Don't know. Big news.
Massive. You gonna go?
I love AEW, bro. No, I'm not gonna go. It's in Chicago, but I might order it, though.
You gotta go up there.
Chi-town?
Chicago?
Hey,
for
you're like from there now, dude.
Yeah, I took a bite out of the Windy City a couple weeks ago. We mentioned that on a podcast last week. Good time.
That's when you were Tim Tebow.
Ridiculous.
Flew up to Chicago with Tim Tebow.
That's ridiculous.
You guys got any other sports news you want covered?
What do we got?
We covered your baseball, covered the
Giants just swept the Dodgers. Don't know if you saw that. First time since 2018.
Swept them, right?
Swept them. Beat LA. Hashtag beat LA. No, that's about it for me, man.
You been doing any baseball bets, Jeff?
Oh, yeah. I'm still on the Mets. Still on the Yankees. I like the Phillies every once in a while.
And you bet
the
against
Diamondbacks have been playing good.
Always bet against the Reds.
It hasn't been working out lately.
Hey, no, they actually played like .500 ball there for a couple of weeks. Like they got up to like a 3-23 start, and now they're only like maybe 10 games under .500. Like Hunter Green's a phenom, bro. Rookie right-hander. I believe he was the second pick in the draft maybe 3-4 years ago. Saw him in spring training. Like this dude, it's his first season in Major League Baseball, and he's already broke the record for most 100-mile-per-hour pitches like in a single game. Like he's broken his own record his last three starts. Guy's consistently at 102, 103 for 5-6 innings. It's a modern marvel.
How much longer can baseball go without electronic umpires?
Angel Hernandez. I don't know, man. It's
some of these strikes are
yeah.
it's strikes or balls are just insane, man. Like,
and there's no consistency.
It used to be like the human error was part of baseball, but now they've introduced the but have you seen, it's actually like electronic balls and strikes has been used in the minor leagues, and it's a far from perfect system, bro. Like, there's been times where, like, I've seen it, like, it'll be a ball in the dirt, and, like, they'll buzz the umpire's ear, and he'll call it a strike. And the guy starts arguing. He's like, hey, I know it's a ball, dude, but the electronic goal to call it a strike. And the guy just has to walk back to the dugout. Like it's far from perfect.
I get it. But, I mean, like, man, some of the, I mean, there's times when this stuff's, like, absolutely game-changing.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. But, I mean, that's part of it, man.
Like, I mean, we had a whole thread on our Twitter group, like, just all these different pitches from the same day. There,
follow Ump Show on Twitter. Great follow. I mean, there's daily gems on that thing.
Yeah, I mean, like,
I would hate to be an umpire. Have you ever umpired like a softball game or a baseball game? I have, bro. It sucks. Every call you make, there's somebody in the crowd talking shit.
I can't pay attention that long. Like, no, I'd be like not looking, and the ball would come in, and be like, yeah, that was a strike.
I remember I used to play baseball in Mexico growing up in high school and college, and like they, you know how most umpires have like a clicker, like for the count 2-1, 3-2, whatever. There was an umpire one day that there was only one umpire, so he's calling balls and strikes behind the pitcher, and he's using rocks on the ground. Like he'd throw like two balls, he'd throw two rocks on the ground, one strike, he would throw one strike on the ground. So he said it was a 2-1 count one time, and I said, No, it's 3-1 or something like that. And he goes, No, look at the rocks. And I look down and there's fucking rocks everywhere.
Sounds like a flawless system, dude. We need to introduce that to MLB.
You see the guy behind the plate just throwing rocks.
Yeah, pretty cool.
You're finally going to see Top Gun today?
No, I'm not going to go see Top Gun. I haven't seen it. Was supposed to watch it last week. I was in Tucson. Niece had a championship softball game. Had to come back for that. Didn't watch it. Have yet to watch it.
And she won, right?
Oh yeah! Shout out, Annika. Champs,
yeah.
Champs. Fiverr.
Fiverr led his team to a ship.
Fiverr's collecting championships, bro. T-ball, softball, basketball. Fiverr's a winner.
Fantasy football.
Yeah, he got
He's got the triple crown this year.
American Pharoah.
It's been a good 12 months for Fiverr in the sports world. Minus being a Steelers fan.
And a Cubs fan. We went to see the Cubs 2 weeks ago. 3 games, lost all 3 games. Disappointing.
It's tough.
To the Diamondbacks.
Hey, Diamondbacks fun to watch, man. Some good young players.
So you still couldn't update your top five from last week?
No, couldn't do it. I like keeping the people on edge. I like keeping them on edge. We'll have to tune in next week to see
Did you set one up for this week?
Yeah, I did. Couldn't put Maverick on it though. Haven't seen it.
So, did you stick with the original idea?
I did. Stuck with the original.
So not worst.
No, that'll probably come eventually, but I like doing best.
I feel like there could be a lot of debate on the top five worst movie sequels.
Yeah.
Like a lot. There's a lot of bad movie sequels out there.
So do you consider sequels just the part two, or do you consider them like a Godfather 3? Because that might be on the worst.
You consider like Godfather 2 like a best sequel, but Godfather 3 like a worst sequel.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, there's probably a lot of movies like that had decent sequels, but then like really fell flat.
Unless it's a Rocky franchise where they're all good.
So let's go ahead and get into your. It's time for Weto's top five.
Okay, I'm sticking with movies this week. What I did is I'm ranking the best part twos of movies, the sequels. Right, like I stuck with part twos because there's so many sequels out there. So number five is gonna be Terminator 2, Judgment Day. Right.
That was a must have on mine.
This 1991 classic. It's basically a cyborg identical to the one that failed to kill Sarah Connor in the original, must now protect her 10-year-old son John from a more
advanced. Sure, nobody knows what this movie's cyborg.
A lot of people haven't seen it, bro. Terminator 2: Judgment Day. Is this Arnold's best movie? I used to love T2, bro. Growing up.
Probably.
What about Kindergarten Cop?
Oh God, that's great. Did you know there's a Kindergarten Cop 2, bro? Did you know there's a Kindergarten Cop 2?
No.
Yeah, starring Dolph Lundgren. Worth a watch. Yeah. Kindergarten Cop 2.
Arnold's best movies, man. Yeah. He's made some bad ones.
Name one?
Yeah. Good Lord.
Like, he's basically the Leonardo DiCaprio of the 80s, that guy.
Armageddon. True Lies.
Hey, True Lies is good.
Go back and watch it and tell me that's good.
That's Jamie Lee Curtis's greatest performance of all time.
Tell me that's good. Go back and watch on.
Number four, greatest sequels of all time, is the 2008 classic. Jesus Christ. Dark Knight. Batman. Dark Knight, right? I stuck with that. I know there's been several Batmans, but this is the part two of that series, right? It was Batman Begins, the third one being the one with Bane. But Dark Knight was the best one of the three, correct? Like that, the Joker, I mean, Homeboy won Best Supporting Actor at Oscar for that. Heath Ledger, that was terrific. Probably could have been higher, but I'm sticking with it at number four. Number three, greatest sequel of all time, Rocky II. Yeah, Rocky II. Rocky Avenges the Lost from part one. Wanted to put this one really bad, but I couldn't with a straight face. Yo, Adrian, I did it. Holds the title at the end. Wins the title in the rematch.
There's only two movies left.
Yeah.
You better get these right.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to get them right. Number two, greatest sequel of all time, Empire Strikes Back, Star Wars.
All right, we're good.
Empire Strikes Back, the 1980 classic. Just read your quick synopsis, those of you guys who haven't watched the movie. After the rebels are brutally overpowered by the Empire on the ice planet of Hoth, Luke Skywalker begins training with Master Jedi Yoda while being pursued by Darth Vader and Boba Fett. That's the 1980 classic Empire Strikes Back, Star Wars. And number one, greatest sequel of all time, one of my favorite movies of all time, I think it's better than the original, Godfather 2. Like, I love that shit, man. Just started reading the book, actually, The Godfather, Mario Puzo, classic. Early life and career of Vito Corleone in 1920s New York, portrayed by his son. This is the classic. You get De Niro and you get Pacino, right? De Niro plays a young Vito. Pacino plays his son, Michael. It's fantastic, man. It's basically three and a half hours of... I mean, this movie's taught in cinema classes in college. Godfather 2. Debates, did I leave anything out?
What are honorable mentions?
Toy Story 2. Love Toy Story 2. You get introduced to Jesse and great movie, Disney. I think it's like a 98 Rotten Tomatoes.
Toy Story 2.
Teen Wolf 2. I like Teen Wolf 2, man. It's actually on one of the worst lists that I saw, but I'm a big Jason Bateman guy. What are some of the sequels I left out you guys like?
I think it's hard to... I don't know how you even consider them sequels, like the Marvel movies.
Yeah, I mean...
Because you have like... Like Captain America 2 was phenomenal.
Yep. Civil War, right?
No.
Is that Civil War?
The Winter Soldier.
Well, yeah. Thor Ragnarok. It's fantastic.
Yeah. But it's hard to call them sequels. It all seems like Endgame to Infinity War was.
In my head, it's just like 27 really good movies.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. I mean, is there any part twos that stick out in your head, Jeff?
Well, I wanted you to do a list of top five worst, and I have about a million of those.
Go give me some of the worst ones.
The top five best ones, dude, like Godfather 2 was... by far the best one. You got that in the right spot. Mm-hmm. I was waiting for it, and I was like, if this dude doesn't even have it in his top five.
I was waiting for Empire Strikes Back and Godfather 2.
I mean, Major League 2, it's a classic movie, I think, right? Ricky Vaughn.
That one sucks,
what are you talking about, bro? It's fantastic.
That one was fucking
They're all great. Cheap, that was, part that three was terrible.
That was way worse than the first one.
Yeah, the first one was fantastic.
But you're talking about, what are some of the top two movies, essentially, sequels that are better, you know?
Yeah, Harry Potter, Deathly Hallows Part 2. Call me crazy. I was entertained. I thought that was great. But is it a Part 2? You know what I mean? It's essentially the seventh installment.
That's like eighth movie,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
What, worst one? Like, what are some of the worst sequels?
Well, The Hangover was so good that everyone after it just wasn't good compared to that.
Boondock Saints is one for me.
Oh, yeah, that the Boondock Saints was horrible. You remember the movie The Ring?
Yeah, you first one was good.
A Ring 2?
Yeah, I watched it.
That shit was fucking horrible. There's a... I don't know if you really even consider this one, but Jackass, anyone after the first Jackass is horrible. Like, it feels like once that idea's ran out, it's just over with.
Did you watch the newest one?
No.
I watched the first hour. Didn't finish it.
Yeah.
I laughed.
I mean, it has funny bits in it. But that Poopies guys. they introduce these new characters into it. And man, they're like... One of them you'll recognize is the... I know you've seen the video on YouTube or... That big fat guy that has the firecrackers attached around his body.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he's one of the new Jackass guys. Mm. And they brought in that... They brought in that Poopies guy, and I was watching on Netflix, they have the 4.5.
Yeah, yep.
That has the extra scenes.
That just came out.
And like, there's a lot of poopies in that, and it's pretty funny.
Speed 2 was one of the worst sequels. The movie was trash.
Yeah, that was bad.
No Keanu Reeves. They stuck with Sandra Bullock. Deuce Bigelow 2, Male Gigolo. Terrible. Terrible.
Terrible.
Anchorman 2.
Oh, Anchorman 2 was awful. Horrible. I was so pumped for Anchorman 2. I remember it was
awful.
No, you're right. I can't defend it. Can't defend it. Watched it in the theater. Bought it when it came out on Blu-ray. Just out of respect.
I've never finished it.
Yeah, I watched it. I mean, it was...
I couldn't.
That's like, when you have a movie that is so fucking funny, you can't try and make another one. You just can't. It's like The Hangover. Yeah, and 2 and 3 is okay, but the first one was so fucking funny.
Yeah, but you'll pay to watch it. If they made a Step Brothers 2, tell me you wouldn't line up opening night to watch that, Jeff.
I would.
And you'd probably walk out disappointed.
I know it would suck. Yeah.
But that's what I expected out of Top Gun 2.
Do you think the fact that you walked in there with such low expectations, like, propelled you to the think so highly of it?
No, it was just good.
It was just good.
It was just good. It captured, you know, and that was the thing. It had good fan service. Brought back all the, brought back all the important stuff from the first one. Mm-hmm. Especially Tom Cruise.
I Still Know What You Did Last Summer. Terrible sequel. As much as I love Jennifer Love Hewitt. Freddie Prinze Jr. introduced Brandy as a character. Didn't live up to the first one.
No, I mean, there's a lot of sequels that come out. Essentially, it's cash grab, right?
Yeah, it's a cash grab. Because if you really like the first one, you're going to pay to watch the second one, dude. Like, whether it's good or not, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, The Sandlot. You know there's, like, 3 or 4 of those.
Yeah, I've seen it. I've never seen one that wasn't the original. Benny the Jet Rodriguez. The Great Hambino.
Hey, Weddle, when you made your list, your top five... Mm-hmm. I thought for sure it was just going to be a joke and it was going to be all Rocky movies on there.
Rocky 2, Rocky 3, Rocky 4, Rocky 5, Rocky Balboa.
When you said Rocky 2, I was like, well, here we fucking go.
I wanted to put it higher, bro, but...
Rocky 3 can't be on there.
Rocky 3 is good, dude. It's a watchable movie. I mean, the only bad one was Rocky 5, and even that, the fight scene's fantastic.
Rocky 3...
Is Rocky 4 the one with the Russian?
That's the greatest movie of the last 100 years. It's up there with Citizen Kane and Sound of Music.
Rocky 5 was horrible.
Yeah, Rocky 5 was bad. But I mean, the on paper looks good. It just wasn't executed very well. Like, the you knocked him down, why don't you try knocking me down when he punches Polly, fights Tommy Gunn. Like, I don't like that he's... At the start of the movie, he's poor. He loses all his money. At the end of the movie, he's still poor. I don't like that.
I didn't hate Rocky Five.
No, I'll watch it. If it's on the Paramount Network, 241 DirecTV, like, I'll watch it.
It's not gonna change the bad. Channel.
Yeah, you know, Stallone can only do so much.
Anything else you've been watching? What have you guys been watching?
What are we watching? Waiting for the season finale of The Offer on Paramount Plus. That's the making of The Godfather. Good show. Miles Teller from Maverick fame. Just finished Barry, series finale. That was pretty good on HBO.
I started watching The Boys.
I haven't started. Can't believe I haven't started.
I'm catching up to The Boys. So I watched season one when it first came out. Mm-hmm. And then whenever season two came out, I think I watched an episode and I don't know, just stopped watching it. So now that the new one's out, I'm like halfway through season two. So don't spoil it. It's a good show. I like it. I love how Superman's a fucking dickhead.
Aiden, man, Season 3, like, it's pretty wild.
How many episodes are out?
4.
4?
Okay. It's pretty wild. Like, for the very beginning of season 3 is just, it's off the rails, man.
I mean, I don't know if I did it. I didn't necessarily do it on purpose, but I'm one of those guys that wants to just be able to sit and watch all the episodes without having to wait for it, so... Now that there's at least season 3 out, I can sit down and actually enjoy.
And it's like one of those, it's probably hard to watch too, because it's like one of those shows that kids have to be in bed for.
Yeah, they can't see Superman cutting people's heads off and shit. So,
yeah, it's not safe for work. Or NSFW.
Or jerking off on top of a skyscraper like he does.
And I forgot, he does do that.
That's so funny.
It's a great show.
It is. It is very entertaining.
I don't know, like, there hasn't been much else that I've been interested in.
I started watching The Staircase on HBO Max. That's based on a true story.
I think I turned off my HBO for the time being until there's something I want to watch. Because there's nothing, finished Succession and all the good shows. And
Succession's good. We're what we're basically 2 weeks away from the Stranger Things, that final two episodes, right? That's supposed to be in early July.
Now, Weddle has a lot of time to watch fucking TV.
I don't sleep, bro. I don't sleep. I get like 3 hours a night so I can watch all this shit. Sleep's overrated.
Respect.
Yeah. I mean, if you're not, you got to be dedicated to the craft.
What kind of top five are we looking for next week?
Next, I mean, whatever you guys want. What do the people do? Hit us up. Hit us up on Bagman Twitter.
I like the food ones.
The food ones? What are some of the ones you guys would like to hear?
Because you already did the French fries was a big one. That's probably been the most popular
burgers?
One.
Like signature burgers?
No, like locations, like burger locations.
What about like a fast food signature burger? Did we do that? Like a Whopper, a Big Mac, a Famous Star type of deal?
I don't remember.
A Jumbo Jack, I don't know, Arby's Big Montana, something like that.
You need to do like a top five burgers under fucking $15 or some shit.
Hey, these fat food places are getting out of control, bro. I went and got like two Whopper meals the other day. This shit was like $23.
Yeah.
It's getting out of control.
I ordered a pizza chain. And yep. Six wings from Pizza Hut yesterday. It was $40 after I tipped the driver. I tipped him like $6.
Did you tip him $30?
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, and when I say 40, I think it was like 42. That was the worst $40 I spent in my life for a one fucking large stuffed crust pizza with two toppings and six wings.
I put $40 on Kyler to win the MVP after week two. That's the worst $40 I've ever spent.
Should have cashed it out when they were like 7-0.
I thought I was a genius when they were trying to buy me out for 52. I'm like, nope, not falling for this one, boys.
I had one while I was over in Virginia, West Virginia. I was on FanDuel and I put in so I think it was after day two of the PGA Championship. I put in on Justin Thomas. Mm-hmm. I saw he was a few strokes back, but I was like, to me, he was he's that guy.
Yeah.
So comes down like third day, odds are even worse. And I'm like, oh, that was a little bit of a loss. Well, fourth day, Justin Thomas starts coming back.
Mm-hmm. Comeback kid.
Yeah. And then it gets towards the end. He's still down a couple strokes, but the money I'd put in, they had offered like double over. And I was like, okay, I'll take it. And because that was, it was easy. Like it was just, I'll get out while I can. Mm-hmm. Well, then I get out and then over the course of those last couple holes, he goes on to tie it and then win.
And
what would you have won?
I think it was like, it was something when I put in, it was, I think he was plus 750.
You lost fucking $75 right there.
But I mean,
listen to how funny Wes is, dude. Before he went to West Virginia or Kentucky or wherever he was like refusing to get on FanDuel because he didn't want another W-2 at the end of the year because it's a new state. And I was like, Wes, you're not gonna get a W-2 if you lose. Like, it's fine.
I can't have this.
He's like, I don't want fucking three W-2s.
H&R Block's gonna be banging his door for a new W-2.
All these capital gains. Stocks are in the dump right now.
Is cryptocurrency dead? That was the headline this morning when I woke up on got online.
Well, oh yeah, Bitcoin's at 22,000. That's the lowest it's been in a while, long time.
Yeah, 30-year mortgages are over 5%. Right now.
Did I tell you about that, Widow?
No, talk to me. What happened?
So Carvana currently is $20 a stock.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
This time last year, it was over 370.
Mm-hmm.
In 1 year, dude, I added it up. If you had $100,000 worth of Carvana, mm-hmm. it's now $5,500.
Man, that's the Odell Beckham wanted to be paid in Bitcoin. He made something like $32,000 this past season to play in the NFL. Right?
It's crazy though, huh, dude? Like everything's just in the tank.
So are you buying Carvana at 20 now?
I think I'm gonna.
Huh? Hey, did you guys see the rumors with Odell?
No, what do we got?
That they're
going back to Cleveland?
No, that they're looking at him in Cincy.
What?
And it doesn't make any sense.
To be the five?
Nah. Yeah, that's
right. I mean, you got to have five wide receivers to win in this league.
It doesn't. Hey, dude, that cannot help you in any way, either talent-wise or locker room. You can't have OBJ there.
He's going to stay. It sucks that he got hurt. Like he's upset that people aren't throwing money at him. Like, he tore his ACL in the Super Bowl, man. Like, he's going to be ready to go, what, week 12 maybe? Maybe?
Maybe.
Right? Like, he's going to stay in. He'll sign a one-year show-me deal with the Rams, play in the playoffs, have some bright spots, and then he'll be gone. But yeah, there's not people that are jumping to pay him.
The Rams will end up going into the playoffs with Cooper Kupp, Allen Robinson, and Odell as their receiving
core. I hate them so much. Hey, congratulations, Sean McVay getting married over the weekend. Congratulations, Sean.
But they're, and
congratulations on the Rams winning back-to-back Super Bowls this year, too.
But, man, the Rams do it right, man. Like, they're all in every year. Like, they find a way to be all, because you look at it like, oh, there's no way they'll be able to go all in again. There's no way they'll be, like, and they just, every year, they just push money down the road. And
Rams are plus 1,100 to win the Super Bowl.
It's an 11-1?
Yeah. That's not the worst bet you can make in the world.
No, I mean the Bills are still the favorite, correct?
Yeah, they're 650.
No, that, stay away from that. Then you don't want that.
Yeah, I'm not sold on the Bills or the Chargers odds quite yet.
I mean, the Chargers should make a push, but to pick them to win the Super Bowl is kind of far-fetched, I believe, right?
Yeah, I mean,
we were talking about that being great value a fucking couple months ago, when now they're like top five to win it. So now there is no value.
Yeah, the listeners took that advice and ran with it.
Yeah, that's it's quite the hype train on them. All right, boys, we covered all the news, covered some entertainment. Mm-hmm. We covered anything else? We got your top five, five movie sequels.
Another terrific podcast, in my opinion.
Yeah, so we'll be coming at you guys again next week. So, thank you guys for joining us.
Yo, Adrian, we did it.
Y'all have a great day.